Shudder the Dark podcast, where we explore faith, light, and navigating the complexities of our world through the Christian lens. In today's episode, we're diving into a topic that's both timeless and urgently relevant: unity in the body of Christ, unity in general. In a world often fractured by division, join us as we explore how we can truly live out the calling to be one in Christ, reflecting His light in a world that desperately needs it. Today, we're going to start with the verses of Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. Therefore, I, the prisoner of the Lord, implore you to walk in a manner worthy of calling with which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing tolerance for one another in love, being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, just as also you were called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gifts. What we're seeing here is some of the virtues of unity, of getting along together. And a lot of those virtues, like, we have to accept that sometimes we will be wrong, and sometimes we have to accept some people will not listen to us. And that's where patience comes in, because sometimes people will not only not listen to us for a long time, but we have to be patient, and we have to understand, we have to listen. Overall is love and gentleness, because without the love and gentleness, we're not going to be able to, well, I guess the best way to put it is get over ourselves. So these are very important virtues to have and to use in our toolkit as Christians. Ephesians 4 also has this one body, one Spirit, one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one God and the Father. We're one. And not only as a Christian community should we be getting along with each other, and this is all through Jesus. This is all through reading our Bibles, you know, and praying. And so we can grow in the patience, the love, humility, and gentleness as we need it. So we, as a church, can be united. We don't need to be attacking fellow Christians. We need to listen. We need to not always agree with one another, because we're not always going to agree with one another, but we're going to have humility. And when we don't agree, we can respectfully give our side, listen to their side, and we don't have to argue. We don't have to have that division, because we got division in politics in the church. As long as we have the foundation of the Bible, believe what the Bible says, and we believe that Jesus came and died for our sins, that's right down to the foundation, that God gave His only Son so we might live. John 3:16. And one of the best things to do here is to say that we're united in Christ. Christ is the center. Christ is where we need to put our focus on. And we don't need to put our focuses on our differences. Because if we do this, we as a church don't come together, what witness is that to people? What are we saying to people? What are we doing? You're a Christian, or you're a bunch of divided people that argue with each other, that bicker with each other. We're not a witness. We need to keep our disagreements in love, and not in the public view where we attack one another. We need to be, it's a gentleness, patience, love. These are the qualities that is in Ephesians chapter 4 that we're supposed to have. How are we going to have those if we're attacking each other? We need as a church to be a witness to the world, demonstrating the gospel's transformative power. We don't need to be in a world where Christians viciously attack each other. We don't listen to each other. So we need to prioritize our faith over the political and cultural differences. Focus on our values, walking towards unity in families, churches, and communities. You know, we've got to live out God's calling. And what's one of his callings? God's calling is to be disciples, to bring other people to Christ. We can't do that if we're walking around beating each other up. So, yes, we're going to have political differences. We're going to disagree because maybe one person lacks information another person has. Or one person's closer to God and the other person isn't. Well, if that's the case, then we need to reach out across that aisle, not the political aisle, but the pew aisle, and bring us together, share the information, love one another, respect one another. It's a privilege that God is willing to save us through his son who died on the cross for our sins. So if we can live in unity, maturity, purity, and victory, those are some of the things that we need. Unity is very important. Maturity is, that's going to help us live in unity. And purity is doing our best, reading the Bible, getting up in the morning, doing what we got to do, and not doing things we shouldn't do. We all have our own problems. So God loves us. And as we grow and read the Bible, love one another, we're gentle, we show that maturity, we show that growth, we have that unity, and we try to stay as pure as we possibly can. And that's the other thing. The Holy Spirit also is there. It's part of the triune God, the Trinity, you know, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Christ gives us this power and grace to maintain unity. That way we can be that beacon. So overall, that's what this podcast is about. You know, we need to have that humility, gentleness, patience, love, and peace. We need to be mature and work on our purity, and we need to be victory. I mean, victory is very important because every little victory, you know, whether we got up in the morning and we prayed and something really good that day happened, and or something good in our life happens, we shouldn't be just praying because something's good's happening. We should be praying even when the bad stuff's happens. But just please keep in mind that we need to be the beacon. We need to show these qualities. As we draw this episode of Shutter the Dark to a close, let us reflect on the powerful message of unity we've explored today. We've journeyed through these scriptures like Ephesians and Philippians, reminding ourselves of the foundational elements that bind us together. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one God and Father of all. We've discussed how virtues like humility, gentleness, patience, and love are not just ideals, but practical tools for building and maintaining this vital unity. And we're considering the profound impact a united body of Christ can have, a beacon of hope and a powerful witness to the world. Now, as you go through the week, we encourage you to actively live this unity. Consider how you can bridge divides, practice patience, extend gentleness, and above all, love those around you, especially within your faith community. This week, take one intentional step to unite your church, your family, or your community. Reach out to somebody that you disagree with an offering of forgiveness, or just simply choosing to listen with an open heart. We really appreciate you joining Shatter the Dark podcast. We hope this episode has shed a light on the path to unity and inspired you to walk in it. You can find notes, transcripts, and more episodes at www.shutterthedarkpodcast.com. And join us next time as we continue to speak on this series. This is part two of a series of Becoming United. And so we can explore our faith and light together. God bless.